This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Well, where Beanie fits in is he's really going against some pretty good competition now at the nickel when you throw number five in there and then you throw BE in there. That he's really got to fight and work to make some splash to get in that, to put himself in the picture.
That was Terrell Austin talking about Beanie Bishop a couple of weeks ago, and it seemed like the writing was on the wall then. Just the way Terrell Austin sort of laughed through that quote, he's got a lot of work to do at the nickel position because Jalen Ramsey's playing the nickel position. He's got to go out there and make splash plays, and then he doesn't play in the final preseason game. So if the writing wasn't on the wall when Terrell Austin talked, it was definitely on the wall for Beanie during that preseason game. So Beanie Bishop gets cut. Some of these guys might wind up on the practice squad. I know Pitt fans were delighted. A lot of them tweeted at me when Beanie Bishop got cut. Here's the thing. The Steelers' secondary last year was such an issue during the season. But if you go back a full calendar year to roster cutdowns, we were talking about an undrafted rookie free agent that was penciled in day one as your starting nickelback. Look at this photograph. I had to. I'm sorry. I said nickelback. That's a bad place to be. It doesn't mean that undrafted guys can't make their mark on the league or anything like that. But if you get to roster cutdown day and you've got an undrafted rookie starting at any position, that is an indictment on the general manager. But then Beanie winds up taking the ball away four or five times last year, including twice of Aaron Rodgers. And he was okay, but then he got replaced by Cam Sutton, who stunk. And you realize, okay, Beanie was never really that good. Now you're cutting a guy who was a starter last year. I think that's a good place to be whenever you get down to roster cuts.
It's a good place to be because you kind of rehabilitated your roster. And, for the fact that Beanie Bishop, he was fighting against a number two guy at his position. And Echols ended up being that guy. It wasn't even the one spot. So, Beanie Bishop, the odd man out, and their roster is that much better this year, which is very significant moving forward, clearly, than having Beanie Bishop, who's like, what, 5'9", as your nickel?
He can't play outside. There's no position versatility.
Yep, zero. So
this wasn't a surprise to us.
No.
Brandon Echols looked really good, I thought. I feel like this show's the only show that wasn't surprised by Chuck Clark getting cut. Chuck Clark, I thought, had a dreadful preseason. And I think he's miscast. I think if he was the Steelers' backup strong safety, then there's a place for this guy. He's an NFL player. But he's not a free safety, and Deshaun Elliott's got the strong safety role on lock. Juan Thornhill actually impressed me. He talked the talk. I thought he looked pretty good when we saw him in preseason. The reports out of training camp were that he looked good. But I'm not crying about a West Virginia guy getting cut. I think all it means is the Steelers roster, particularly at that position, is in a much better place year over year. Jalen Ramsey is going to be your starting slot this year. When the Steelers are in base, he's going to play on the outside. He's never going to leave the field. Mm-mm. Maybe in base, we saw it in the final preseason game, he's going to play some safety. Look around the league, and if you're going medal stand, gold, silver, bronze, for upgrading at a position, around the entire league, I would imagine the gap from Jalen Ramsey to Beanie Bishop is at least on that medal stand.
No doubt.
And I mean no disrespect here, but it didn't shock me in the slightest that Beanie Bishop got cut. It didn't shock us that Robert Woods got cut. And I think that is a good sign for the Steelers' wide receiver corps. I think it also might lead you to speculate that something else is coming down the pike.
Mm-hmm.
But is Robert Woods a worse football player than Van Jefferson? I mean, I put them in the same kind of
category,
bucket.
Right.
Now, Woods clearly didn't have it anymore. We just saw Van Jefferson. I don't know if you saw
the long run.
Oh, my God! Where was that last year? He's scampering down the sideline like he's damn Larry Fitzgerald, going 70 yards to the house. Where was that, Van Jefferson, for the Steelers last year? But I look at Robert Woods as sort of a Van Jefferson adjacent player, and he didn't make it onto the 53. Meanwhile, Van Jefferson's your number two. So here's the take. We can talk about all these individual guys, and I'm sure we will continue to do so, but this is a much better roster than it was last year. Full stop. I think leaps and bounds better than it was last year. 412-928-9370. I think they still got a hole at that wide receiver two spot.
Yeah, and I think that they're going to do whatever they can to fill it. I feel like that they understand that they don't want to put themselves in the same position as last year, so they're going to do their due diligence, and I believe in the next week or so that there will be a number two wide receiver that has a name. I think they'll go out and get one. I think they'll trade for one. And I think it might be Jacoby Myers. I think that that is the guy that might be the missing piece, because he's your ultimate number two wide receiver in the NFL.
We have more concern about the running back position than I feel like most people out there, because Jaylen Warren, I think, is a fan favorite, and I think he's a pretty good player. He's got the fumbleitis issues, and he's never had more than 15 carries in a game in his NFL career. We have some concerns about the running back position, but I don't think they're bad at running back. Depending on the growth of Roman Wilson and Calvin Austin III, they might not be bad at wide receiver two, but either of those guys needing to step in as wide receiver one, that is bad. They're not good enough at wide receiver two.
Right.
I think they're better than where they were last year with the eligibles, with all the pass catchers. They're still not in a great place at wide receiver two.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a little birdie text me yesterday, Dorn. A little back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
Little birdie says, there was a report out there, I think Adam Schefter, one of the big national insiders, that the Raiders had received a call on Jacoby Myers. The Raiders not super engaged in wanting to move him, but the team that called the Raiders wanted the Raiders to pick up some of his remaining salary for this year. So I thought, okay, that rules the Steelers out. The Steelers have a ton of cap space. They don't need the Raiders to pick up any of the salary. If you ask the Raiders to pick up salary, you're probably going to have to give up more in terms of draft compensation. So why would the Steelers be that team? So I sort of said, it wasn't them. Little birdie texts. It was the Steelers who called on Jacoby Myers. I hope that's just the starting point of a negotiation,
Aaron. Yeah, right.
Because they don't need the Raiders to pick up any of that salary.
No, I think they're trying to, you know, what's the saying? Have their cake and eat it too.
Yeah.
I think they're trying to, you know, go real, real high. And it's like, okay, well, we'll come back in a day or two and maybe we'll be good with that number. I think they might be good with that number at the end of the day, because like you said, like their cap space is fine. They have the cap to do it this year. They have the cap to do it next year. Yes. If they want to extend him and give him like a 3-year deal or whatever. But I think they were trying to get the most out of that trade. And I think ultimately at the end of the day, if you really think that you need a number two receiver, which we all know that they do, then you just make the deal. You make the deal.
Agreed.
Unless they are trying to ask for like a second.
Right. I ain't paying Jacoby Myers, DK Metcalf money, and I ain't paying DK Metcalf compensation in terms of the draft pick in return.
Right.
I'd be fine with one of my three threes, and if they wanted to pick up a salary, great. I wouldn't do that if I'm the Raiders, but I'd give up a three and take Jacoby Myers, and I'd pay him $25 million for a 3-year deal.
Yep.
Absolutely. And if they do that, wide receiver one's DK Metcalf, wide receiver two's Jacoby Myers, Roman Wilson and Calvin Austin are fighting for the third spot. You've got Freiermuth, you've got Jonnu Smith. Defensively, your corners are solid, obviously. I think Juan Thornhill's probably the worst starter on the defense, but if that's your free safety, I don't think that's the biggest issue. We know how they're set at outside backer. The defensive line should be, on paper, is better than what it was last year. When you look at all their starters and most of their backup pieces, if you've added Jacoby Myers, I look around and I'm not seeing an Achilles heel.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not looking at this roster and going, wow, there's a gaping hole. Now, the quarterback is 41, and if he doesn't play well, if he takes a step back from last year, if he gets hurt, that's going to derail the whole thing. But on paper, if you added a Jacoby Myers, I'm having a hard time saying, well, that's where they're effed.
Right.
I didn't mention inside linebacker where they roll four deep for the first time in like 10 years. So now that we know what the Steelers' 53-man roster looks like today, and this is subject to change, and it will over the next few days. But now that we have the 53-man roster today, where are you concerned, Steelers Nation? Where are you excited? Give us a ring, 412-928-9370. The Steelers, it looks like, are going to IR Will Howard. We'll get to that coming up next, but we'll take your calls, texts, and tweets. Open phones until 8 o'clock, 412-928-9370. There's also another wide receiver that the Steelers are being linked to that I don't really get all that excited about.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Football Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days. You can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. So the Steelers cut their roster down to 53 guys. They did not cut Skylar Thompson. They obviously did not cut Will Howard. Will Howard, according to Jerry Dulac, going to wind up on injured reserve. And for as long as he's on injured reserve, he's going to be unable to practice, which is a massive bummer. It sounds like if the season started tomorrow, he might not be ready to play. But it doesn't start tomorrow. And from everything I've heard, he would be able to go on September 7th. This is just another example of the Steelers trying to win now. It's unlikely you get down to a third quarterback, but it's not like it hasn't happened. I mean, I think back to that playoff game a few years ago with the 49ers, and it was just just an unmitigated disaster, and they changed rules because of that. But the Steelers are going with a guy in Skylar Thompson that they think can help them get out of the stadium if need be. And what winds up happening here is, if it's December or whatever, that he comes off IR, and we'll get more details on that whenever it's made official. He can't practice, Will Howard, until he comes off. So pretty much a wasted preseason for Howard. Definitely a wasted preseason, mostly a wasted training camp, and then he's not going to be able to get practice reps. Not that a third guy gets a ton of practice reps anyhow.
Yeah, with scout team.
Right. But he's not going to be able to do any of that stuff, which is a huge bummer, and just another reason among the many why Steelers fans who think he's going to be the quarterback of the future, I mean, you are paddling that boat up against the current, man.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean he can't be a starter at some point in the league, but I don't think the Steelers ever drafted Will Howard thinking, oh, this guy is going to be our franchise quarterback. I don't even know that they thought maybe he's the franchise quarterback. I think it was always, if he becomes something like that, boy, that's found money.
Yes, we found him in the sixth round.
Like, right.
He was a can't-miss guy at that point. Like, it's like, you do your best on the board. And you look at your board, and Will Howard's still there. He just won a national championship. Yeah, we'll take a flyer on Will Howard. But I don't think it went any farther than that in their mind, thinking that Will Howard could become this, savior of their franchise or this starter of their franchise. There's probably no chance that they thought that. Mm-mm. They're like, our board says Will Howard is the number one player left. Yeah, we're going to take the Ohio State guy. Mike Tomlin loves Ohio State guys. We're going to take the Ohio State quarterback that just won a national championship.
Yeah. And maybe he becomes our long-term backup. And that's a great thing. A sixth-round pick quarterback becoming your long-term cheap backup, that's great for everybody involved. I am bummed out for Will Howard. I really wish we could have seen him this preseason. Was really looking forward to that. I'll talk out of both sides of my mouth here. They obviously feel good enough about him to put him on IR and not just cut him and see if he can get onto the practice squad. I also am happy for Skylar Thompson. Skylar Thompson played well enough to be included on this 53-man roster.
Yes.
He had a really good preseason. He is the Steelers' longest tenured quarterback. He obviously is a nice fit for what Arthur Smith's doing on the offense, and you love to see good performances get rewarded. I haven't looked at these cuts and thought there was a single guy that played really well and then wound up getting cut. Like, Chuck Clark didn't play well. Robert Woods, the writing was on the wall. I'll tell you, it's a good sign to me that Dylan Cook gets cut loose.
Yeah, Calvin Anderson and Spencer Anderson.
And Andrews Pete,
yes.
Who they bring in, who I thought looked good in his limited time, and he's guard and tackle trained.
Mm-hmm.
And has played well at both positions in his career. So the offensive line depth, I'm cautiously optimistic, is actually in a pretty decent place. The one place, and I got a bunch of texts on this. I asked, what are we worried about? And a bunch of people texted in defensive line depth. I would agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
Because one of your starters is a rookie who's going to miss the first game. Your first guy into the rotation is a rookie. And then behind that, you're counting on guys like Isaiah Loudermilk. So I do think that they're a little bit thin, at least unproven on the defensive line.
Yes.
412-928-9370 to the phones.
Yes, sir.
Troy in Mount Washington, one of our favorites. Hello, Troy.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Three quick comments. I'm going to try to get them in here fast. First one is, I'm just curious to see where Jacoby plays. He's the 50-50 guy. He's played 50% of the snaps outside and 50% of the snaps in the slot. Last year, he played a lot in the slot from the Raiders, but I just see it to be more beneficial for us to keep Calvin in the slot and push Jacoby outside. So if you were to come over, interested in your comments on that. Second, the Skylar Thompson, keeping him, I think, is the smartest thing, is not because we see him being able to get into the stadium and help us out in a bind. It's because if one of these quarterbacks go down for another team within the first three or four games of the season, I think his performance in the preseason showed that a team may try to come and get him. And if they are that confident in him, maybe a team comes and tries to get Mason, and that'd be something else that we can move. And then the third comment would be, so at the beginning of this year, we were all like, oh, who's going to play safety? Is Jalen going to go there, or do we really believe in Juan Thornhill? Well, we had a rookie in Beanie Bishop starting the year before, and I have more confidence in a Juan Thornhill starting on this team than I would have a Beanie Bishop last year.
Sure.
So I really don't understand why we were so down on Juan Thornhill. Yes,
he stunk in Cleveland.
He had a down year, but if you were to go over the course of the last three or four years for Juan Thornhill, that's a solid player. I like him starting on our defense.
My hope, I think the optimistic take on that is that he played for Cleveland. And
right.
Bad things happen to players.
But he did play under Cleveland. Jim Schwartz, and he's a good D coordinator. So.
Good point.
Yeah.
Boy, Jim Schwartz, I mean, 2 years ago, at home, they were historically good.
Mm-hmm.
They were a tough out because of that defense and Schwartz. And they were bad until he got there. And then all of a sudden, Myles Garrett started playing even better. You're right about that. That's a good point.
I'll answer the first question about Jacoby Myers. You can mix and match. You can mix and match him with Calvin Austin. I mean, you could even put, say you're in a 3-by-1 or you're in a, you know, 3-wide receiver set. You could put Jacoby Myers to the outside, to the right. Calvin Austin in the slot to the right. In motion, Myers down to the slot. And they both are in the slot. Basically, you know, he can motion down to where Calvin's at, and they can run like the little snug, and you're just kind of behind him, and they can both run slot routes from there. Like, you could put Calvin on the outside, Jacoby on the inside. Like, you can mix and match. Doesn't matter. I think the snap count with Jacoby Myers, I think that you could find ways to get him the ball.
Yeah, I ain't sweating what happens to Calvin Austin if I get a Jacoby Myers. You make that work,
yeah.
Like you're saying. Yeah. You make it work. Jacoby Myers is a really good football player, and maybe an ideal number two.
Ideal.
And a guy that can do both. And that's what it boils down to with Beanie Bishop. I mean, look, he took the ball away last year. The coverage grades were bad.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not position flexible. A Jacoby Myers had 1,000 yards last year, 87 catches, could play inside and outside. Hello, thank you. That's exactly what you're looking for. As for the trade to quarterback thing, I could see the hypothetical that Troy cooked up, where if a QB goes down, someone might call and offer up something for Mason Rudolph. When Kenny Pickett goes for a 5th-round pick, I have a hard time believing that based on 2 preseason games, you could get much of anything for Skylar Thompson. Kenny Pickett has a winning record in the league and protects the football. That's a valued commodity at backup quarterback, and he was worth a 5th-round pick. At best, I think you're getting for Skylar Thompson a 7th-round pick. Mm. At best. But I do think Troy is right. Like, you have your options open. Because you were never going to, if someone comes calling on a Mason Rudolph, you're never gonna trade Rudolph if Howard then has to step in and be your number two.
You don't think?
I don't think right now they would ever want Will Howard to be their number two.
I'm saying Skylar Thompson to be the number two.
Oh, I totally think that if someone says, oh my God, we are in a massive quarterback bind, we'll give you a 5th-round pick for Mason Rudolph, I do think they would
do that.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I don't think someone would come calling and blow you away with an offer for Skylar Thompson.
Right.
But for Rudolph, I could see, not that you'd be blown away, but I could see somebody offering something of value for that if they're in a quarterback pinch.
Yes.
I twisted myself into a word pretzel. Not uncommon. Tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Text us, brought to you by Edgar Steiner and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. The Steelers have cut the roster to 53. What are you excited about? What worries you? 412-928-9370. I said in my last tease, we would tell you about a wide receiver that has been linked to the Steelers. Well, how about two? We'll give you two when we come back. You can give us a ring on the fan hotline. Brought to you by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Here's a little note. The Steelers are, actually somewhat shockingly to me, Doran, the second oldest team in the NFL. The Steelers' average age of the 53-man roster, 27.28 years old. Do you have a guess as to which team is the oldest in the NFL?
The oldest team.
Because if you would have asked me prior to me reading this, I would have thought the Steelers were comfortably the oldest team in the NFL, with Rodgers at 41, Cam Hayward, with Jalen Ramsey being added, not that he's super old.
Oh, man.
I never would have guessed this.
Hold on. Let me think. The oldest team in the NFL.
Can I give you a hint?
Yes, please.
Their quarterback is a second-year player. So the quarterback ain't old. Usually that's where you think, okay, what positions are guys the oldest? And you think about quarterbacks and kickers, punters.
The Bears?
No.
Second. Hold on.
I do love the average age thing in the NFL, though, because the Penguins were the oldest team in the NHL last year, and I think their average age was like 31.
So you can the Commanders.
Yeah. 28.09. Oldest team in the NFL. Steelers, second oldest team. Then the Falcons, Lions, Giants, Titans, Broncos, Vikings, Rams, Texans, Panthers, 49ers, Saints. God, the Saints are going to be bad.
Yeah, real bad.
They just named their starting quarterback.
Rattler.
Spencer Rattler.
Rattler.
Yeah, I think all year long they're going to be fighting neck and neck with the Cleveland Browns for the worst team in the NFL. And they've been in cap hell. Maybe Rattler's got something, but...
Yeah, he played a little bit last year and didn't look like it was great. So.
No, it did not look good. I thought that they would almost want Shook to win the job. Maybe they do, and it just didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not going to play the worst guy at the start of the season. It's the whole Joe Flacco thing in Cleveland. Like, I'm sure they want to get a good look at Gabriel. I'm sure they want to get a good look at Shador Sanders in regular season games. But you owe it to the veterans to play the guy who's been the best. All right, some wide receiver rumors. You ready? You ready? You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Malachi Corley, third-round pick, played 9 games for the Jets last year. The only season he played in the NFL. 1 start, 6 targets, 3 receptions, 16 yards. That doesn't do it for me.
Nope.
That doesn't do it for me at all.
No, nothing. No.
Now, Rodgers likes him, I guess. Liked him so much he threw him the ball 6 times. That ain't going to do it for me.
Nope.
And he was compared to Deebo Samuel coming out of the draft. He's a slot guy. He's not going to play on the outside. He's not very big. He's, what, 5'11", 215. I mean, he's thick. But... that's not what you need. You don't need a guy that projects to maybe be good, a guy that was a third-round pick that's now getting unceremoniously let go. Like that doesn't do it for me. You need to be looking for wide receiver twos. There's a report out there that Marquez Valdez-Scantling, he got released by the Seahawks. He played with Rodgers in Green Bay. I guess he's mulling a decision between going to the 49ers or going to the Steelers. Okay. Marquez Valdez-Scantling.
Okay.
Marquez Valdez-Scantling last year in New Orleans, 17 catches, 385 yards. That's a whopping 22.6 yards a pop. I do like the yards after catch, guys. I do like the yards per reception, guys. 22.6 yards per catch last year. He also played... in Buffalo.
Yeah, so, 2 catches.
2 catches in Buffalo. So 19. This is actually a bonkers stat. So two teams last year, 19 catches for 411 yards. That's a good bang for your buck, 21.6 yards per catch. 15 yards per catch in Kansas City the year before that. In 2022, 16 yards a catch, 16 yards a catch, 20.9 yards a catch, 17.4 yards a catch, 15.3 yards per catch. Look, I want Jacoby Myers, but I think, you know, if the dust settles and you wind up with a Marquez Valdes-Scantling, I'm not crying about it.
Hey, 6'4", 210 pounds. Like, if you want a big threat that's out there, you know, put a big threat out there with big body, like, he would fit that bill, but your eyes should still be set on Jacoby Myers at this point. I don't know if there's any more names that pique your interest that are out there at receiver. There's one that you haven't named yet, in my opinion, but
Amari Cooper got signed. There's a guy out there. Romeo Doubs?
No. He didn't get released, has he?
I don't think so. Who's the other guy?
Hunter Renfro. You have a lot of slots, but I still think that...
Did he get cut?
He got cut.
Really?
Yeah, and he was killing it in training camp. He got cut.
Forgive me if I'm wrong about this, but he pretty much stepped away from the game before. Was there a mental health kind of thing?
I think he was just beat up and wanted to get his body under control, something like that.
So it was sort of like a gap year.
Yep.
He was good before that.
Yes.
He turned heads this preseason. You're right, it is another slot, and I don't know how crazy I am about pure slots, but if it came down to him or Malachi Corley, I'm taking Hunter Renfro 10 yes. times out of 10.
Yes.
They're going to wind up with another wide receiver. There's no doubt about it. The quality of that guy is the question, and a depth piece ain't going to move the needle for me. If I'm ranking guys based on order of preference, I would go Jacoby Myers, Marquez Valdes-Scantling, Hunter Renfro, sizable gap, Malachi Corley.
I agree.
My birdie said they checked in with the Raiders. I can't believe, though, that they would be a team that would say, we want him, we want Jacoby Myers, but you're going to have to pick up some salary.
Only if they ask for something astronomical.
Right.
Back. Maybe they don't want to give up one of their thirds. Maybe they want a third. They don't think that it's, you know, it's like, all right, fine, we'll give you one of our thirds. So we have three of them. We'll give you one, but you have to take off like $3 million.
People have texted in that the Steelers don't want to move draft picks because they're going to use those picks to get a quarterback. I don't view it that way because I think when you move up to get your quarterback, Steelers are going to finish. They're going to be picking 18 to 22, something like that in all likelihood.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
They're going to have to move up. They're going to have to trade the 2027 first-round pick and the 2026 first-round pick if they're going to move up. I don't think it's about using a third to help sweeten that pot so much as it is, hey, we don't have a second.
Yeah.
We're going to use two firsts on a quarterback, and so we need to fill out our roster and improve our team, and we've got to do so cheaply. You're going to spend money in free agency, obviously, but you want those thirds to help fill out your roster. I don't know that it's using the thirds to move up to get your quarterback.
They have a second, though, right? You said they don't.
They traded the second for Metcalf. Oh, that was last year's second. You're right. Yeah. You're right. So you've got the second. That might be part of the sweetener. If you look back at previous deals to move up, if you're moving up,
they want to get back into the second. They're probably going to use the second to,
that's a good point
to,
too,
to move up in the first, and they want to get back in the second with the other picks.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
I could have dinged you there, too, and I let you go.
Well, we're just talking things out.
Right, as we do every day for 4.5 hours.
Texter, are they not looking at Alec Pierce anymore? I don't know how real that was or how not real that was. I don't know why, if you're the Colts, you would want to move off a player that led the NFL in yards per reception and had 800 receiving yards. That would make zero sense to me. But GMs do stuff all the time that makes no sense to me. A lot of the time, the world doesn't make much sense to me. Matter of fact, there are a bunch of moths flying around my house, like little baby moths.
Mm.
I don't know where they came from. Mm. It makes no sense to me. Do you have that problem?
No.
I think they're moths. Text me at 412-928-9370. I think they're these little tiny baby moths. There's like three of them in my shower this morning. There's like five or six of them that were flying around my basement. I've been killing them. Yeah. I know that's not interesting, but it makes no sense to me. Well, why would they be in my house? Is there some sort of moth nest? Is there a moth man?
Yeah.
Moth man's scary.
Yeah, probably in your attic.
Oh, we don't go up there.
All right.
Did I ever tell you about the holy water? When we moved into my house, there was holy water sitting there in one of my cabinets.
Yep.
And then my daughter drew a picture yesterday of some character that I never heard of, and it looked like the specter of death.
Yeah, Grim Reaper.
Grim Reaper, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You sent me that picture. I was like, oof. Looks exactly like the Grim Reaper. Did you ask her about it? Like,
I did, and she goes into some character, and then I started to Google the character. What I'm guessing is, because this happens all the time, she's in kindergarten. So this happened all the time when she was in preschool. She ain't seen some of the shows her friends have seen. But they start talking about characters, they'll draw characters, and then they'll tell her the name of the character, and then it's like the telephone game, she'll tell me the name of the character, and it's totally off. So she told me what this character was.
Well, who'd she say it was?
Nah, I can't remember. She told me who it was, I Googled it, nothing popped up. She drew the gosh darn Grim Reaper.
Yeah.
It's terrifying. I might have to tweet that out. Like, it looks...
Yeah.
There is nothing it could be but the damn Grim Reaper.
It's the Grim Reaper.
And that's an omen. That's no good. West Virginia 3-9 season incoming. That is what that means. All right, coming up next, Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. Just kidding. Coming up next, the Pirates schedule is out for next year. We are going to go one by one through the schedule and pick the Pirate Trucker. Can you imagine if we actually did that, like it was the NFL schedule release?
I just wouldn't participate. I would not. I would go get a cup of coffee.
August 12th, the Buccos and Tampa Bay Rays. How do we see that one going, Doran? No, the Pirates schedule is relevant for the Steelers schedule. We'll tell you how when we come back. Fox has the Steelers pegged as a Super Bowl contender. ... If... We'll get into the ifs coming up at the top of the hour. Ray Fittipaldo at 8 o'clock. The 50-minute mark on the fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. People are texting in. I have Googled the picture of those little critters flying around my house. They are drain flies.
Mm-hmm.
And you were telling me you got the same thing.
Yeah, I saw a couple of them. Yep.
They're a little, they're black, and they're shaped like hearts.
Yep.
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 I got a bunch of them in my basement, and they're not active. At least they haven't been in the basement during the day. But when I've been down there watching ball at night, annoy the hell out of me.
How do you get rid of them?
412-928-9370. Text us. How do we get rid of these things? I killed three this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Get up out of my shower, dude. Like, what you doing? Trying to take
catch a peach?
Yeah, trying to catch a peek of my Mr. Peanuts here. We don't need that happening. Hell no. Pirate schedule. Let's break it down game by game.
No.
We could do a four-hour show. It would just be a total parody. Just breaking it down. Well, Paul Skeen starts the first game, so we're going to start fighting. We'll give the Steelers, a win there. I caught myself. No, we're not going to do that. But the Pirates schedule for next year could have a lot to do with the Steelers schedule. The Bucks are on the road against the White Sox and the Cubs from Monday, September 7th through the 14th. The NFL season scheduled to kick off next year, that Thursday, the 10th. We don't know the games, and obviously, at this point. But the first game of the NFL season, safe to assume, Thursday, September 10th. And that first Sunday, the Buccos are on the road. Thus, the Steelers could open at home, which they don't do very often.
No.
They opened at home in 2023 against the Niners, and there was like 8 million Niners fans, and the Steelers got their teeth kicked in. Steelers opened at home before that, last time, 2013.
Yeah. Yep.
13-24. That is nuts. So look for the Steelers to open at home next year.
13-23.
What?
You said 13-24. It's 13-23.
Yeah, 13-23. Yeah. Got it right.
You said 24.
I got it right.
You said 24.
I got it right. Texture. I had them in my basement before we realized we had septic issues. Well, that can't be good. People are saying dish soap in a spray bottle with water. It dissolves the exoskeleton of bugs.
Oh.
But, okay, so they're coming up our drains. We wash our hands in the drains.
Mm-hmm.
We got soap on our hands.
Not dish soap.
I guess that's true. I guess that's why there's none in the kitchen.
Yep.
Huh, food for thought.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't have a drain in my basement. I guess I do.
Yeah, you do somewhere. You have to.
Have to. I hit the utility sink.
Yep.
Sometimes if I'm drinking beers and watching football with my bathroom being upstairs, yeah, I do. Is that bad?
No.
Cool.
As long as you turn the water on after or during.
Oh, always during. People are saying we could pour vinegar into our pipes. Check the drain beside the hot water tank, people are saying. Use boiling water. This is all good. Because I noticed one, and it was goofy looking. And I noticed two. I'm like, these are both goofy looking. No big deal, just a couple of them. Now I'm killing a bunch every day.
Yeah, you gotta get on that.
Yeah, I do.
Get on that.
I hate bugs.
Me too.
There was a snake in the WPXI studio.
I heard about that.
A little baby snake.
How did it get in there?
I have no idea how it got in there. But I know that they threw it out, but then they were worried about the mama snake. Then Craig's neighbor, Craig Riley, our boss, big ass snake.
Yep.
In his buddy's shed.
That rat snake?
Rat snake.
Those are good for you. Keep those around, though.
So that's what Mulsey was saying.
Keep those around. Yeah, they eat all the rats and the mice.
So you're telling me.
That's the one I had in my backyard.
And you let it live.
Yeah.
You're telling me that to avoid mice, I got to keep a snake around?
Yeah.
Wouldn't I rather have mice than a snake?
I don't think so.
So don't kill the snake.
Don't kill that type of snake, the rat snake.
How am I supposed to? It's not like
you can tell what a rat snake. It's like
I am Mr. Thornberry. I don't know what kind of snake.
Well, take a picture of it, and then in social media will tell you.
I feel like I could identify a python. I feel like if there was a king cobra be bopping around, I'd be like, well, damn, that's a cobra. I don't know the difference between a rat snake and a garter snake and a copperhead snake. And copperheads are poisonous.
Right. It's the head. I think the head shape.
I ain't getting close enough. Unless I'm killing it. And Craig said he's going to grab that sucker. He's got a little stick with a pincher on the end of it.
Uh-huh.
He said he grabs it and beats their head in.
He killed it?
He said he was gonna.
No, you gotta keep that type of snake around.
Rat snake.
This snake ain't bothering nobody.
It's a snake!
It's not bothering anybody. It's helping you.
How big is a rat snake?
They're big. Remember the one that I posted a couple years ago?
Yeah, that was a rat snake.
Yeah, it was huge.
They can get up to 101 inches. Get the hell out of here.
Bigger.
All right. Coming up next, Fox has the Steelers pegged as Super Bowl contenders. If blank. We'll fill in the blank for you when we come back. First, Fan Weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.